A tragic story in Connecticut has taken an unusual legal turn. In 2007, 14-year-old Matthew Kenny was riding his bike on Route 69 in Prospect, Connecticut, when, according to prosecutors, he was struck by David Weaving, who was driving 83 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Matthew later died, and David Weaving is now serving a 10-year sentence for manslaughter. Matthew's family sued the Connecticut DMV and David Weaving because, as it turned out, Weaving had 4 drunk driving convictions on his record and the state should have revoked his license. The Connecticut DMV admits they made a mistake, but they're still fighting the suit, as is David Weaving. In an unusual move, he's countersued the family, saying they're to blame for their son's death because they didn't force him to wear a helmet. Michelle Cruz is Connecticut's victim advocate. And Michelle, the family says the countersuit is very painful. But how is this case reverberating across Connecticut?
I think for the most part, people are appalled because the defendant's basically blaming the child and the family for the child's death. And, you know, as a victim advocate, it's pretty appalling to me as well.
But let's give them voice. David Weaving says he was driving the speed limit and that Matthew and his friends were jumping bikes off a ramp at the end of a driveway and landing in the middle of this busy two-lane road. Now, presumably, this would have come up before he was sentenced, but we need to ask, is there any truth to these charges?
What I know is he had a jury trial, and the facts that I understand them are that he was going 83 miles an hour, and he hit and killed his child and was convicted of manslaughter in the second degree. So he's now trying in a different venue to set out a different set of facts.
Well, another thing that's making people angry is that Weaving is filing these claims for free because he's considered indigent. Now, a lot of states have laws and regulations that require inmates to pay lawsuit fees as part of their efforts in those states to deter frivolous lawsuits. But Connecticut doesn't have this, so he's doing this for free.
My understanding is he has been granted waiver of all service fees, which is about $500. However, what's really supposed to happen is the court is supposed to determine whether or not someone's indigent from a financial statement. In this case, when I contacted the court and inquired, was there a financial statement filed? I was told there was not. And so we do have some mechanism to kind of deter these types of frivolous claims by people who are determined not to be indigent, but unfortunately that wasn't utilized here.
But meanwhile, David Weaving's lawyer, Andrew Cates, said that it's his right to sue because the family sued him. And then to the state, which admits that he shouldn't even have been on the road. How are people in Connecticut responding to that, the fact that he was not drunk in this instance, but he had 4 drunk driving convictions?
People are equally appalled that he should not have had the privilege of driving on the Connecticut roads, or any roads for that matter, and the fact that he also tries to blame someone else and portray himself as a victim is, you know, obviously upsetting.
Well, Michelle Cruz, you obviously have a point of view. You're Connecticut's victim advocate. But we understand, while it's rare that an individual, a perpetrator like this, would sue a family, that's very rare. Often institutions do. I mean, when families try to file civil suits, often the countersuits just make them give up. What is your sense of that, the idea of, you know, victims being countersued?
If it was a valid counterclaim, he's obviously entitled to that. The problem with his particular claim is that he's quoting the bicycle helmet statute, which talks about the responsibility of a child to wear the helmet. But in that same paragraph, it also strictly prohibits any lawsuits when the child doesn't wear the helmet, and it strictly prohibits suing the family, and it prohibits the use of the child not having the helmet as evidence in a civil case. So he has access to this information, so he probably knows that it's not a valid cause of action. And so that makes it even more offensive, because his family, not only have they sat through a trial, which is grueling and painful, they also now have to sit through these accusations that somehow they were at fault. And that just is traumatic, and it re-victimizes a family, or any family that's being countersued by an offender.
Well, the courts will decide whether the suit will be thrown out, so we'll wait to see. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Michelle Cruz, again, Connecticut's victim advocate, speaking to us about David Weaving, convicted in Connecticut of manslaughter for killing a boy on his bicycle. He's now suing the boy's family for not forcing him to wear a helmet. Back in 30 seconds, we go to Ireland next, here and now.